digital world can be a complicated place, especially for children. A new study has found that 95% of children aged 8 to 12 own their own smart device, while 87% have their own social media or instant messaging account. Technology can obviously be a great resource, but it can also contribute to serious problems. And joining us on the line is internet safety expert Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online to chat about parenting children in the age of screens. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Good, Joe. Good to be back.
So 95% of children aged 8 to 12 own their own smart device. And I should say that this was a pretty extensive study. It went on over a number of months. I think it was 8 or 9 months, and 4,500 children were spoken to as part of it. So I think we can take it that it's, you know, a pretty robust survey.
Yep, that's a good depth there for the data analysis. Yep, and I'd say you could go lower and higher, lower down to junior infants, and I'd say you could push the number up to close to 97%. It is ubiquitous. It is everywhere. And the thing there, Joe, is a lot of the older kids in the house will be rotating the phones downwards. You know what I mean? So that's there's a lot of spare phones lying around. So the youngest will get a device regardless of whether she or he is hooked up to the internet. But device ownership is pretty much everywhere.
Junior infants, 4.5, 5.5 year olds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, you'll see two-year-olds using phones, and even in the maternity ward, if mum's got the phone beside her, kiddo's watching it, and may only be a week old, the baby, you know? It is absolutely everywhere. Not that that's particularly dangerous, but it is. We have to accept these devices are in our life now forever. And the thing is to learn to win online and to manage your habit so that it's appropriate for all of us, including elder people, and including all of us middle-aged fellows.
And Graham, is, for example, internet addiction a thing?
Absolutely. I think people prefer, because it's sort of more accurate, a device or a phone addiction. But internet addiction, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, all of them. Yes, absolutely. It is, and more so than an addiction. And in certain cases, it is at almost a disease level, because it's preventing sort of social interaction, social skills developing. I mean, one of the issues I hadn't realized is that it's stopping sports, because kids, you know, tomorrow morning or Saturday morning, loads of kids will stay playing Fortnite instead of going down to football. And I mean, that's an issue.
Yeah, it sure is. And CyberSafe Kids carried out the survey that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And this specific figure, Graham, 87% of 8 to 12 year olds have their own social media or instant messaging account. And it's so difficult for a parent to put some level of control on that, but they have to try.
Yeah. And my tip here, Joan, we've said this before, you and me on the air. My tip there is, look, if Junior is going to hit the social media, everybody knows they're not supposed to be, and they have no legal protection if they're under the age of, say, 13. So if you're letting Junior onto Instagram, my number one tip is use privacy and manage the, and if you don't know by their profile settings, the kid that is trying to join your kid, don't let them in. And if you've got very young users, don't let them have more than three or four friends. This business of kids with 11 years of age, for example, who are on TikTok with 500 or 2,000 followers is absolute nonsense. And the mantra is friends, not followers. Friends, not followers. Good, sensible profiles set to private. None of this open nonsense. Zuckerberg, the chairman of Facebook, says if you have thousands of followers, you will get bullied. So if you're going to let them on, keep the numbers low, make sure you know them yourself, your kids' friends, and for God's sake, set to private. And that is a switch that you need to make sure is turned on Snapchat, Instagram, and whatever else you're using.
And what does that mean when you switch to private?
Private means if you're open, if you're set to my friends only in Snapchat, you have to connect physically with the child. So if another snapper comes to you, you have to let them in. if you have an open or a public profile, they can just tick you and follow you and start chatting with you. So you are making it a private club, like the best nightclubs, I always say. Okay. By switching it to private. Right. And that way mum can keep in charge, or dad or gran or whoever.
Yeah. Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online is chatting to us about this. And in the survey, 15% of children reported they have no rules in place at home for going online, which seems a bit crazy.
That's not only is that's also not true. I can tell you from our guys going out and doing school room surveys and doing parental talks with parents in the evening, I can tell you that number is not right. That number is way higher, at least three times, if not four. Half the kids I know for a fact think that they don't have parental control or any kind of control, and most of them have very few regular discussions. So I don't agree with 15%. I think it's much, much higher, and that's based on real evidence in the schools, in classrooms, and doing parental talks and that type of thing.
That is frightening.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, it's hard working, but and cooking and running a household and managing kids. But, you know, if you've got a four-year-old Joe who likes a bit of YouTube, and, you know, you want to be very careful with YouTube now or TikTok, make sure they're using a book, the notebook or the phone, and they're in your earshot, and you have it at a volume you can hear. So if you're cooking away or sweating away doing a bit of work, at least you can hear what your kid, and occasionally take a look at it. But don't let them go too far away, and form good habits and intervene. But at least have them near you. Do not let them away from you. And that's a good start. And it kind of builds the habit that you're actually going to take an active interest in what they're actually surfing.
Yeah, and again, this very interesting survey, almost a third of preteen boys are playing over 18s online games and are more likely to be exposed to violent imagery and harmful content. And then we know with this real-time play, they are often talking to people in another part of the world, and you know, really of knowing what's going on, do you?
Yeah, and we did an interview about a year, maybe 2 years ago, Joe, you and me, and a man came on and he said, for parents, you want to know what's going on in those open server or public server games. By the way, I dispute the figure. The figure is way too low. And one big change came in COVID, Joe, which is that girls are now huge gamers. Now, the thing with girls is they tend to play the more creative games, and boys would play more leisure-oriented games. I'm using the American use of the word leisure. But girls would tend to play Roblox and Minecraft, whereas boys, you'll see a bigger distribution of games like FIFA. And of course they're playing, over 18s games. But Joe, the one I want people to know is, ask your kid, is he playing on a public server? And that means he's playing with strangers online. And your child could be 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever. And that means it could be a drug dealer in Marseille, a lawyer in Antwerp, or whatever, like 39-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 28-year-olds. And as your man who joined us in that conversation some years ago said, the atmosphere is toxic. You know, the language and games are very competitive.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for that excellent advice this morning based on that pretty worrying survey. And as you say, in your case, you believe that they're underestimating the risk to children in some of the responses there. That's internet safety expert Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 105.